Our introducer for tonight is Dr. Tim Tyson. Dr. Tyson teaches in the Afro-American Studies Department here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. His courses include Race and American Politics, From the New Deal to the New Right, and Freedom Stories, Writing Movement History. Professor Tyson is the author of Radio Free Dixie, Robert F. Williams, and the Roots of Black Power, which won both the James Raleigh Prize for the Best Book on Race and the Frederick Jackson Turner Prize for the Best First Book on United States History from the Organization of American Historians. His first book, Democracy Betrayed, The Wilmington Race Riot of 1898 and Its Legacy, which he co-edited with Dave Soselsky, won the 1999 Outstanding Book Award from the Gustavus Meyer Center for the Study of Human Rights. His next book, Blood Done Sign My Name, will be published by Random House in 2004, unless somehow it violates the Patriot Act. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Tim Tyson.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't even tell you how much it delights me to be asked to introduce Molly Ivins tonight, who's a comfort and an inspiration to all of us who can still bear to read the newspaper. Some of my students were actually trying to figure out today how it was that I attained this high honor. And there were several theories. The only explanation any of them could really come up with, and I quote, was affirmative action for rednecks. All I can say about that is it's about time. Madison loves the Texans that come here as opposed to the ones they send to Washington. Most of you... Most of you probably know Bill Malone, whose radio show, Back to the Country, on WORT. As you can see, it's kind of a local cult classic and soon to be a major motion picture. Bobby Malone holds a fort across the street here at the Wisconsin State Historical Society. And in, yes. Good thinking. Which used to be the best American history research library in the country until the governor came down and stole every other light bulb. But anyway, I swore I wasn't going to say that. But damn it, it's ridiculous. Anyway, in honor of this special occasion, I've taken the liberty to ask Bill and Bobby to come and share a little special Texas music with us in honor of Miss Ivins. Bill and Bobby Malone.
We won't take up much of your time, but we just thought we'd try to help Molly feel at home tonight. This is a song written by Governor Pappy O'Daniel, and it's about the only good thing he ever did. Texas,
Pappy O'Daniel didn't write this verse.
In this song of beautiful Texas, there's one thing we'd like to declare. Don't judge our state and its people by Georgia's Harris and air. We're proud of our state and its team. We're proud of our spirited rebels. You'll hear one tune this stage tonight. With courage and grit and good-natured wit, this gal's got the gumption to fight. In beautiful, beautiful Texas, where the beautiful blue bonnets grow, we're proud of our forefathers.
Except for Wisconsin.
Thank you. Thank you. Bill and Bobby Malone, thank you so much. I believe she liked it. We wanted to be extra nice to Miss Ivins tonight, not just because we're so glad she's here. It's a hard year to be from Texas. I mean, not only is there the embarrassment, but if you complain about it, they'll Dixie chick you. And residents of Wisconsin, who once elevated Senator Joseph McCarthy of Appleton to national prominence, can surely sympathize with Texans this year. Yeah, y'all remember McCarthyism. Just keep one eye on your TV, it'll come back to you. Anyway, as much trouble as we're in, we can't say Ms. Ivins didn't warn us. When George Herbert Walker Bush occupied the Oval Office, Molly Ivins told us the truth. Yes, my fellow Americans, she said, our only president is so dumb, if you put his brains in a bee, it would fly backwards. And when the son of George Herbert Walker Bush headed towards the national stage, Miss Ivins warned us, if you thought his daddy had trouble with the vision thing, wait till you meet this one. Miss Ivins has lived in this part of the country before. In her first job after graduating from Columbia School of Journalism, when she wrote for the Minneapolis Tribune. So she knows how good the beer is up here, I feel safe to assume. She soon headed back to Texas to be the editor of the Texas Observer, which is one of the finest political publications that has ever existed. And I have it on good authority from one of the fellows who edited it that she's the best editor they ever had, which is saying something if you look down the list of names. Her career then took sort of a dive in 1976. She was hired by the New York Times. Apparently, the editors up there saw her as a kind of a diamond in the rough. Turns out the diamond was a little rougher than they thought. And the legend has it that she was eventually canned for calling a community chicken killing a gang pluck. I don't know. I assume she told the editors to pluck themselves. I don't know. But best revenge of all, she went back to her home state of Texas, where she didn't do anything really except become a famous prize-winning, nationally syndicated newspaper columnist. Her brilliance and wit, the daily bread for readers of several hundred newspapers across the country. What Molly Ivins brings to the national political conversation is intelligence, which is always in short supply, and humor, which is even more rare and even more important. When I think of her work, I think about Mark Twain and Dorothy Parker. She is, in George Orwell's phrase, the sworn enemy of all the smelly little orthodoxies now vying for our souls. And she's a hell of a lot of fun. So give a warm Wisconsin welcome to Molly Ivins.